Space Station UK starts.
Episode 6 of the PlayStation Show UK is now open. I'm one of your hosts, Zonal Ripper, and with me tonight I have Here Comes Bod.
Hello.
Murray.
Hello.
And also joining us, back by public demand, is Bunker Cougar.
Hi.
Where have you been?
I've just got a laptop. New laptop.
New laptop, right, okay. Yeah.
Don't lie to us, we know what you've really been doing. You finally got back off holiday from with
yeah.
Should we just agree with that?
Yeah, we just agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's it.
Right. Normally we start off the show with Here Comes Bod doing the PlayStation releases, but Here Comes Bod, what is the releases?
Right. Well, there's nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Literally nothing.
Okay.
What about PSP?
Let me see. Nope, nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Nice and quick. So moving on. move on to the PlayStation Store.
Yep. I kick that off then.
Yep, Murray can do that.
We have a lot of Avatar little pictures from Uncharted 2. 20p.
Yeah, you going to pick that up? You going to pick any of them up?
Some backdrops, some more stuff for... No. Some Guitar Hero and Rock Band stuff, but I don't care. Mod Nation Racer's new character. Little Tinker.
Okay, that sounds rude.
You little tinker.
There's also a Slot B and Slot C 30-day subscription for 79p for Mag.
Now
you can run more than one character at once.
So a Slot B and Slot C, did you say?
Yes.
Which one of those slots is tighter?
I reckon B.
B.
Because C is kind of open, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I suppose. So B would be a little bit tighter. Yeah. Okay.
So if anyone wants to run more than one character, they can for 79p a month. Okay.
Bargain.
Yep. We've got Minerva's Den for BioShock. £6.29. Don't know if any of you guys are going to pick that up.
I don't know, really. I haven't played BioShock for ages.
It's a new story that I think it runs parallel to the second one.
Thing is, I don't think I've seen enough, or maybe I need to read a review or something to see what people are talking about, because I'm just not sure. And £6.29 is not bad if it's another story, and I don't know how many hours that's going to include. But even if it was, I don't know, a couple of hours gameplay for £6, it's not bad. It's just whether it's actually any good, or whether it's just something they've put in just to keep people happy. But I don't know.
But according to the store, it's had 152 ratings, and it's 4.94 out of 5 stars.
See, it's not 5 stars.
That's not bad.
Has to be 5. It has to be 4.98.
That's pretty good, though, really, if you think about it, compared to some of the stuff that's rated on there. And it's got 152 ratings to get that rating is good.
Yeah.
Although saying that, going on to the next one is Kane and Lynch 2, the Dogger Bag Pack, or Doggy Bag Pack, and that's got a rating of 4.76, and that's got 34 ratings.
So out of the 34 people that brought it, they've obviously got that DLC and they like it.
Probably.
Well, there was only 34 people that brought it, I think.
And those 34
the whole
people...
Game. Yeah, the whole thing.
People probably have low standards because they bought the game in the first place, yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah. There's also another two things from Kane and Lynch in the store. Multiplayer Mask Pack.
Okay.
If you want to have some nice masks going on there.
This is like and Army also, of Two, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, they're trying to do that. And also an Alliance weapon pack.
Okay.
I don't know why you'd want to buy them.
No. Well, I'll say, why would you want to buy the game? So.
That's it. There's also 5 different downloadable packs for Trinity Universe. I've never played it. I have no idea what the game is.
Nope. Me neither.
A couple of them are 3, but the other ones you have to pay for. Don't know what they are. Next, there's 3 packs for Split Second.
Oh, yeah. I've got the free ones.
Yeah, the livery for us free. I've got that one. There's the High Octane Supercar Pack for £1.59. That's had 53 ratings, and that's got 4.53, so people are feeling quite generous this month, I think, this week.
Yeah, that's all Sony employees, I reckon.
Yeah. And the other one is a Split Second Ryback Cyclone Special Edition pack.
Yes.
Which was another free. Another free car, it's not bad.
Yeah. I'm always good for free DLC.
Yeah.
Even if it's shit, download it.
Yep. We've got next is 2 new courses for Tiger Woods, PGA Tour 11.
So
for £6.29.
None of us picked that up this year, did we?
Nope.
No.
Is that £6.29 per course?
No, no, that's it's a pack.
Okay.
So you get the 2 courses for £6.29.
£6 though for 2 courses.
Yeah.
No, that's actually cheaper than the one what they were charging last year. Last year was about £4.70 for 1 course.
There's the favourite course pack, which is £11.99, which has 9 courses, including Pine Hill, Pinehurst Number 2, Harbour Town, Bay Hill, Banff Springs, Cog Hill, Spyglass Hill. Shivan, I don't know how to pronounce that. Gary's Player CC, and the Predator.
Okay. They sound like old ones from number 10.
Yeah.
But what I don't understand is why these courses couldn't be on the game in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, Spyglass Hill's quite a. They have that nearly every one, don't they?
They do, yeah. But yeah, no, I think I agree with Bod. Why couldn't they just put a shitload of courses on there straight away from the start? Why?
I got
one more. Obviously, money making.
For you. Yeah.
What? You broke up?
Sorry, the word was money.
Okay. Yeah, money, exactly. Yeah. Okay.
There's also another one on here, another pack for Tiger Woods 11. That's a fantasy pack.
Oh, yeah. What? Tiger Woods fantasies?
Grab your clubs and prepare for 2 brand new fantasy courses.
Oh, nothing to do with
it. Be off games. From a castle tower and do battle against the coastal rough, deep bunkers, and even mountains themselves as the Highlands.
Oh, I see how they've got like the deep bunkers. It's trying to seduce you into buying it.
Yeah, it is.
Like fantasies and deep and penetrating and. Oh, no, yep. Penetrating wasn't in there, was it?
Nope.
Oh, I just did that one in.
Right. It's a demo for Ruse, which was a PlayStation Plus exclusive, but they seem to have removed the little plus sign now.
Oh.
So now it's there to download, although I got it differently, because it was free over there anyway. Mm-hmm. That's quite stupid, isn't it, for Sony to do that? It's like, you have to have a plus subscription to have this thing, but sign in American, you can have it.
There was another demo they'd done recently that was supposed to be for plus, but the Europe store had it just for normal download. Yeah.
I don't know what that was, actually.
I can't remember what it was, but yeah. Because I remember, I think it was on the PlayStation show, they talked about... wasn't it Kane and Lynch?
It might have been, yeah.
Where in the American store, you had to be a PlayStation Plus user to be able to download it. But on the Europe store, it was fine to download. They shouldn't differ like that. They should be the same across the board.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right, we're going to go on to the 4 minutes next that are on the store this week.
Okay, we're still doing minutes, are we?
Actual Crimes Jack the Ripper for £3.49.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone?
Just let me know when you're finished about the minis, and then I'll...
Now, I was having a look. There's a preview thing, but it's only pictures, and it looks amazing.
It's just like little puzzles, though, isn't it?
Yes. Did you ever look at it then, did you, Bod?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you think?
No.
Okay. Next one, Paper Wars, Cannon Fodder. I think they're playing on the word, the game they're cannon fodder, but it's nothing like that.
Oh. Yeah, again, the preview made it look really dodgy.
Yeah, like little cut-out people, cut like little soldiers cut out in paper, aren't they, doing soldier kind of things.
Soldier kind of things?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
The next one is Caterpillar.
Yeah. What, the hungry caterpillar? Or...
No, no. Looks like a bit of kind of like an upside down textures kind of thing, or matching the squares kind of thing. And the last mini, you get two games in one: Dino Gem and Teethra Dark Warrior.
Yeah.
Again, I looked at the preview for this one, and it looked really random. It's like you could not have put two more different games together in the same pack. It seemed, I don't know who came up with that, who made that decision.
But they're probably made by the same people, aren't they? I mean, it's the only two games they've ever made, so I thought to try and get them in people's hands. So.
Oh, while we're talking about minis, you know we mentioned a couple of weeks ago about Angry Birds?
Yeah.
It is going to be a mini.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rubbish.
Yep. Well, damn it.
Right, what difference does that make?
No trophies.
No trophies. Plus, you send some of the graphics for the mini games as opposed to a proper place, a PSN download game. They should have just done it as a full game as opposed to a mini. So it's basically, yeah, the graphics aren't going to be hugely better.
Yeah, but surely it's about playability over graphics.
Yeah, but don't forget the minis are also made for PSP with its shitty nub. So it's not really going to control very well compared to if it was made specifically for a PlayStation 3 control pad.
Right. It's all about the trophies, though, isn't it?
No. How dare you? How dare you, sir?
Okay, then how come that was your first point?
It was the first thing that came in my head.
Oh, I wonder why.
Yeah. What about Plants vs. Zombies? Any idea if that's going to be a mini? Better not be.
Trying to think if that was on the list as well. I think it might have been, you know.
Oh, for God's sake. Don't make me come over there, Sony, and stick my fist up your ass.
Oh, yeah. And no lube either.
Nope. Let's get away from these fucking minis.
Yes. Put them on a bloody PSP store or something. Don't put them on a bloody...
Yeah.
Keep them away from me.
Next, there's two PS1 classics. This week in the store, $3.99 and $7.99. $3.99 is Front Mission 3.
Okay.
Anyone ever play that on the original PlayStation?
I don't know. Can't say I did, no.
No. And the $7.99 game is Tomb Raider.
The original Tomb Raider?
The original Tomb Raider.
Oh, awesome.
$7.99. I've actually still got that on disc.
Is that the one that you can put the cheat in to make her naked?
Yeah, I think so. I think you can do that in 1, 2 and 3, couldn't you?
Could you?
Mm.
Awesome.
Didn't you and Builder Colin do that when you played through Tomb Raider 3? You found a cheat code?
Yeah. It makes it so much better.
Really?
Well, no, not really, because you spend half the time trying to see bits.
It was on the PlayStation 1. All three of them games on the PlayStation 1. It really wasn't going to be that great looking, was it?
That's true, yeah.
Right.
Well, you've got memory.
I mean, in Tomb Raider 1, she's got, like, triangle boobs, isn't she?
Yes.
Because they couldn't do it for some reason.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving on. We're on to demos. We've hopefully all played.
Yep.
The first one being Vanquished.
Yes.
What did everyone think?
Bod can go first.
Yeah.
I actually quite liked it.
Yeah. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would as well.
I didn't.
Why not?
I don't know. I was just expecting it to be quite good. From all the...
That's not
right, surely that's a matter of perspective.
No way. From all the videos
I ordered a steak and hoped it tastes like steak, but it tasted like chicken.
Right, yeah, but from everything I've read and them saying it was... Maybe it was... I don't know, maybe it's been overhyped, and I played it and I was like, yeah, it was alright. I'm not saying it was bad, it just wasn't as good as I thought it should have been. That's all. I enjoyed it. It just wasn't that great.
I don't think I heard any hype, so maybe that's because I was going into it from a different perspective.
Okay. Possibly.
So what did you like about it then, Bud?
Well, I liked some of the things you could do. I especially liked the sliding. I thought that was pretty
cool. Yeah, that was good.
And
did you smoke some cigarettes? Throw it out for a distraction?
What?
You could get your character undercover to smoke a cigarette and then throw the cigarette butt out and cause it like the people to start shooting at the butt and then you can take them out.
Right, how did you find that out?
Well, if you look at the instructions, it tells you what the button is to do it.
I don't remember.
I don't remember seeing that either.
yeah, it's in there. It is.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I did it twice.
Right.
Did you play Bunker Cougar?
Hmm?
Did you play this demo Bunker Cougar?
No, I didn't, no.
Come swanning back into the show, after about 5 weeks not being here.
Yeah. All the wanted posters we put up and everything. Yeah. And you just, I don't know, you just don't even seem apologetic about
the team down,
leaving us in the lurch like that. We had to struggle through and put out the past 5 shit shows just to keep us going.
Yep. So did everyone actually finish the demo? Because I died in the boss after we transformed and then thought I can't be bothered to do it anymore and turned it off.
I didn't get that far.
You didn't even get to the boss?
Nope. I
took off.
Okay. Do you think I should probably go back to this demo then and give it another go?
Go back to the demo, yeah, and give it another try.
It was quite late, I tried it.
Maybe that's what it was.
I just wasn't in the mood for it, but yeah, I just got halfway through it and thought I'd turn it off.
Right, next demo was Alien Breed Impact.
See, whereas this one I liked.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only because it reminds me, it was very similar to Alien Swarm that's on Steam.
Yep.
Alien Swarm is free to download, I've got it anyway. And it is quite similar, but apart from you've got... Oh, mate, actually, has this game got co-op as well, hasn't it?
I've no idea. I don't know, actually.
I think it has, yeah. Yeah, it has. Because Alien Swarm on Steam is...
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
In addition to thrilling single-player campaign mode, the game also offers action-packed local online or online two-player co-op battles mode.
Yeah. So the co-op for Alien Swarm on Steam is quite good because you know it's four-player and it's quite good. So I can see that game being good playing it through with someone else. I like the atmosphere and the isometric view and stuff like that. I quite enjoyed it.
But is it worth $11.99 though?
No, this is why I didn't buy it. Yeah.
Because
I thought, again, I thought if that's a $6.99 game, then probably yeah. But $11.99, yeah, it's a bit steep. Especially like say, I've got Alien Swarm on the PC for free.
Is it the same game though? Is it like made by the same people, like a sequel to Alien Breed? Is it or is it just a different game completely?
To be honest, I don't know. Maybe I should have a look. They look very similar.
It is actually an update of an old game.
Because it was made by Team 17. Did they make the Alien Swarm then?
I don't think they did, but I'll have a look. But
okay.
Did you play it, Bod, or you?
Yeah, because the name actually rang a bell with me, and then when I played it, I realised that I actually played it many, many years ago on the Amiga.
Okay.
So it's actually quite an old game. And that was like proper top down. And it's
did they have better graphics on the Amiga?
Yeah, definitely. But I'm sort of on the fence with this one. I mean, yeah, it was quite a good game. But again, at £12, that's a bit much. And it just reminded me of a top down version of Dead Space. there's a lot of like very similar stuff in it. With the whole shooting the aliens, you're on a ship that's in trouble. There's bits with no air. So yeah, I think having played Dead Space 4, which only cost me £8, and this would cost me £12, I don't think I'd buy it.
Yeah.
I
think did you play it, Bunker Cougar?
No, I didn't.
For God's sake.
Why did you let this guy back in?
I don't know.
Okay, Alien Swarm is done by Valve.
Okay.
Obviously being on Steam, I suppose, but... So obviously not made by the same people, but they are very similar.
Okay. Okay. Moving on to the last thing that was in the store this week was episode 5 of Sam and Max, The City That Dares Not Sleep.
Yeah. I stole that from you.
Thief.
Yeah.
I'll get into...
Sorry?
That one. It's good. And other than episode number, whatever it is, for first play, episode 22, that was it.
Okay. Yep.
Anything else, Steve?
Can I ask how much you paid for Sam and Max?
I got it on the pre-order thing, so it's slightly cheaper than if you buy it now. And it is for all 5 episodes you pay the price for.
Yeah.
I think it was like $11.99 or something, or $12.99.
Right. Because it's actually available free for PlayStation Plus.
Is it?
What, all episodes?
Yeah, as far as I can tell, yeah.
It's not bad. Decent game.
Yeah.
Well, are you thinking about signing up for Plus to get Sam and Max free?
No.
Okay. it says $19.99 on here, the original price for it. So you can't buy the episodes for it. Separate, you have to buy it on a month. I don't think I paid $19.99 for it because it was a pre-order one. Okay.
So you can't buy like one episode, play it, and then find out whether you like it or not.
No, you have to buy the whole thing. All 5 episodes. But I played Sam and Mac games before, so I know I like them.
Right.
But that was the problem with some games, like Penny Arcade had that problem. They were selling each game separately, one at a time, and then making the next game while you'd play the last one. But because not a lot of people bought them, they never made a third one and left the story in a cliffhanger.
A pro tip for you, bud. What you do is you get a friend that's bought it and you download it off of them. That way you can try it, see if you like it. And if you don't, then you just don't... You haven't wasted any money, you see.
Yeah.
Pro tip, that one.
And then your friend downloads the Tales of Monkey Island and then you get it. As a swap.
Yeah, and then they steal it off you.
Yeah.
But all's fair.
That's not a bad swap, though, was it, really? You got 5 episodes of each one.
Yep.
So, in theory, we got like a role-playing game or a adventure game for free, didn't we, each?
Yeah. Buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to what we've been playing.
Yeah, who's going to go first? We want to go with our new recruit.
Yeah, but he's got 5 weeks' worth to do.
Well, we can just talk about the last week.
Oh, okay.
What have you been playing there for the last week?
I've only been playing... I've been playing... Lego Rock Band for a bit. Got that?
Lego Rock Band?
Yeah.
Now, how does Lego Rock Band differ from Rock Band?
It's just got Lego figures in it, basically.
And that's the only difference?
Yeah.
And it's no variants?
It's got like... It's like almost exactly the same as Rock Band.
It's just dumbed down.
You can't, get the Lego version over the normal Rock Band?
Yeah. Why didn't you buy Rock Band 2?
Because I've played it before. I've got it.
Because he likes Lego.
Yeah.
Wait, there's nothing wrong with Lego. Thank you. Me and Zone and Ripper both did Lego Indiana Jones 2.
Yep. And Murray's going to do Harry Potter soon.
Fuck off.
Okay.
Yes, it's just as difficult as the normal Rock Band. And it's got, like, all its own tracks.
But it's still known songs, I'm guessing. It's not...
Yeah, it's all, like, proper songs.
And it's still got, like, the song store as well, so you can download Rock Band songs?
Yeah, you can download Rock Band songs onto it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How far through are you?
I got almost to the end.
Didn't you tell me the other day the new venue that you unlocked?
Got to the moon.
You can't do that on the original.
Concert on the moon.
Nice.
So now you've got past that bit, have you gone like further? Like, have you been playing on Mars or something like that?
No, I think that's the last place, and then you unlock some last challenge that you have to do, and then that's it.
Okay. So have you been? Did you buy a guitar with it? Because didn't you have the Rock Band on the Xbox, didn't you?
No, I've already got a controller, haven't I?
Oh yeah, of course you have, because you've got.
I've got a Beatles one.
Yeah. What else have you been playing?
I played Dead Space.
That was my fault, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Your fault, how?
Because I was telling him that I started playing it again, and so he started playing it again, because he bought it but never played it.
Right. Why would you buy a game?
Go on, Bunker Cougar, why don't you tell him?
Well, I bought it, and I started playing it, but then... Because it was like when I first bought my PS3, I like bought other games as well and kind of like forgot about it and couldn't be bothered to play it.
Then, forgot about Dead Space.
Yeah.
that offends me.
How far have you got on it?
Right to the end. I've got the last like level to do.
Okay. Further than me then.
Yeah.
I need to start playing that again. Right, are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it now. Because I couldn't really get into it when I first got it. That's kind of like another reason why I didn't play it. And then started playing it again and kind of like thought it was really good.
Okay, anything else?
Anything else? No, that's it, I think. I haven't played anything else at the moment. Oh, I finished Heavy Rain as well. So I've got the...
Platinum, yeah.
Trophy mention. Bling!
Platinum trophy, please. I was expecting a proper bling noise then.
Obviously. No.
Yeah. No, okay, fair enough. Right, Bod, go next, go.
What? Okay, I'm still playing Prince of Persia.
You've not finished that yet. It's not exactly a long game.
You're right, well, I've been busy.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and I've been playing Battlefield Bad Company 2, the single player.
What? So you didn't like it?
Well, I don't, but I still... feel the need to complete it.
For trophies.
How far have you got?
I want to say halfway.
Saying
that. Okay, yeah. Halfway. No, it's slightly over half. I think I got 6 left. Now, I want to mention this level, one of the levels that I did that really, really annoyed me.
Are you playing on easy, first of all?
Yeah, not because it was particularly difficult. I just found it annoying. Right. I just get the feeling that I'm going to say that I really hated this level, and you're going to say you quite liked it. But it's the level called Snowblind.
Right.
And you go out into the snow, and you get cold, and the screen starts to go white, and you have to get indoors as quickly as possible.
I remember.
Annoying.
Why is it annoying?
Just because you'd be in like one of the houses and you'd be looking towards the next house which you wanted to run to make sure you got there.
Yeah.
And you'd want to take out any guards that might be there, but you couldn't see them because of the blizzard. So then you just thought, oh fuck it, I'll just make a run for it. And then you go to the house and then suddenly they appear out of nowhere and start shooting you.
So just shooting back.
Yeah.
You have rechargeable health. You just run across it, bash the door down with your knife, shoot them all, and then just stand there until you get your health back.
Yeah,
that's not, it's not hard.
I didn't say it was hard. It was just annoying because the screen had almost gone completely white by the time you made it to the next house, and you could barely see what you're doing. And I just found it quite annoying.
Okay.
Yeah, I quite like that level.
Yeah, I thought you'd say that.
Right. How far have you got on Prince of Persia?
I don't know.
What was the last thing you did?
I don't know. I jumped across a thing and then I grabbed a ledge.
Right.
That's what you always do,
of course. How silly of me.
No, I've got the power to freeze the water.
Yeah. So and you've got I've one more few... power to get.
And what's that?
I can't tell you. Spoilers.
Yeah.
Right, I don't care.
No
you
spoilers. No spoilers.
You can't
tell me. I don't want to upset the one person listening to our show who hasn't played it yet.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, I'm Zona Ripper.
Oh, I am the one listener.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, that's only because he has to.
Yeah.
So is that it? Just those two games?
I had a few friends around the other night.
Oh, you've been serious.
What, and they weren't us? How fucking dare you?
And, we played a few multiplayer games. One of them, which may surprise you, was Pro Evolution Soccer.
What?
Turn a Ripper. I'm sending you a message telepathically.
Look, it wasn't my idea. But, you know, it's not a bad, well, I've heard that FIFA's better. But I don't know, because I'm no expert.
Okay, right. Okay, in his defence, I suppose when you've got a group of you doing something like that, it's actually fairly fun. No, I don't suppose it really matters what game it was, just a group of you playing something together.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Stat. You don't have to play that. You could have played SmackDown or something.
Right, we played other games. I mean, we played Call of Duty World at War.
Okay.
We played a bit of Halo as well, actually.
So you brought his Xbox then?
Yeah.
Did you download
No, Case Hero? No. Okay. No, I never got around to it. And he's taken his Xbox back, so I can't.
Dare he. Is that it?
So I'm just going to have to wait. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Shall I go next?
Yeah, you go.
Right. On Sunday, after we did the podcast, I finished Mafia 2.
Okay. You finished it?
Yep.
So how long did it take you overall?
It took me about 8.5-9 hours. That's just the story, because it's got no side missions or anything.
So what
there
else?
Some standout missions. No, the game ends.
The game ends.
The last save is the last boss fight. But there is a chapter select, so you can go back and play, because each of the... It's about between 1 and 2 missions on each chapter.
Right.
Because in each chapter there was like an extra trophy to get for doing a specific thing. And on some of the chapters I missed doing it, so I need to go back and do that anyway.
Okay.
Before I finished it, I was started collecting wanted posters that were around the city, so there was something to do. So I have to go back to an earlier chapter and then start looking for them again. I think there's 150 of them.
Nice.
And then I also got to collect the rest of the Playboy magazines. I've got half of them in the end. And you'll be pleased to know that later on, as you go through the game, there is more boobage.
Oh, yeah.
So the first few Playboys I got, was they were just literally covered everything up, but now they've got, you know, got it all out. Ready?
Okay.
There you go. I've played a couple of missions of the extra Jimmy's Vendetta thing, but not that much.
So do you think it was worth the money? For the length of the gameplay?
After the ending, I didn't like it.
Oh yeah, I saw you tweeted about the ending.
As Bod knows, I don't like bad endings, because it ruins the rest of the experience for me.
Yeah, but your idea of a bad ending is different from other people's. when you say a bad ending, you mean not a happy ending, when everybody
That's
goes
right.
up into the sunset.
It's not a happy ending. No.
Right.
Ah.
So it kind of ruins the spoilers there. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say anything else, but it kind of ruins the rest of the game for me.
Right, but did you like Red Dead Redemption?
Yes.
Because that sort of had a bad ending, didn't it?
Not really, no. I didn't think so.
What's the difference then?
I don't know, but I didn't think Red Dead Redemption had a bad ending. I thought it was a good... It was
you get
a good
revenge, didn't you?
Hitting plot climax, wasn't it? Yeah, it was, yeah. It was a good way to, you know, kind of round the story up.
Right.
Okay.
There you go.
That's it.
There were some standout good missions that I enjoyed on Mafia 2. Most of the missions were kind of like big like set pieces to, you know, try and keep your attention span. Like having to plant a bomb in a block. and then going down the side of it on a window cleaning machine to rig the rest of the bomb up and watching them have a meeting. And...
okay.
What else have we been playing? I got to chapter 6 of Dead Space.
Weren't you on 5 yeah, last one?
Yeah, I'm now on chapter 6.
Wow.
I've done, like, I haven't, I'm not right at the beginning. I'm actually, you know, played about a couple of minutes of the chapter.
Okay.
I got to the black guy who kind of rescued a little bit, and then that's as far as I've got. I think I have to fight a big monster, don't I, next?
Probably.
Yeah, I think into that level.
Okay, great. I also played a bit more Split Second, still loving that.
How far you got on that now?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Remember chapter 6 or something?
Season 6.
Yeah, season 6,
yeah. Yeah, okay.
I played a lot more Saboteur, trying to clear all the areas now.
when you say a lot more, how much is a lot more?
For about 2 hours this week. And I've still got over half, or over three quarters of the stuff to blow up. And those 2 hours were constant blowing stuff up. So this, as you can tell, there's quite a lot of stuff to blow up on Saboteur.
Yeah. Can't you just get a nuke or something?
Might be easier. But then you get in trouble if you blow too many civilians up. Damages your reputation.
Fair enough.
Sure, and that worries you, does it?
Does, yeah. You know, like a happy ending. I played a bit of Battlefield Bad Company 2. I now only have 2 more trophies to get the platinum.
Yeah, good luck with him.
Level 22 and killing 10 people with buildings.
20 people.
Nice. 20 people with buildings, that's it, and then I'll have the platinum.
Yeah, easier said than done.
Yeah, the other ones I had to do that I did in the week were just all the ones for the one player, the single player that I hadn't finished off.
Okay.
Then today, me and Zonal Ripper played War for Cybertron.
Yeah.
Transformers. Got 2 levels to do on the Autobot campaign.
Yep.
Not bad. And lastly, on the PlayStation, I played Sam & Max. There was Playhouse Episode 5. A city that dares not sleep.
Okay, is it good?
It is.
Okay.
I have not been using any kind of walkthrough whatsoever, and I am up to chapter 4 or 5, I can't remember which one it is now.
Okay.
It's very enjoyable. No spoilers though, so I can't really tell you much about it because it could kind of ruin the rest of the episodes.
Okay.
If you haven't played them.
But I bet it's got Sam in it, isn't it?
Yes.
And Max in it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can really say. But they are in the game, yes.
Okay.
And so are all the other characters from the rest of the episodes.
Okay.
They're all back for the last episode to finish the story off.
Okay. That's a spoiler.
What? Everyone's back?
Yeah, because for what I know, you might have thought they died at the end of 4.
Right.
And you've just told me that they're back. So they also didn't.
Weren't you going to have this finished by this week? Did you say last week it was a challenge that I said that you'd never have episode 1 to 4 finished by Wednesday?
Okay. Well.
Did you have it done?
No, I could have done.
Right.
But anyway, well, when I move on to what I've been playing, I'll get to where I've got up to, so.
Okay. Next, I actually turned my Xbox 360 on.
I'm hanging up on Murray.
Well, I went to do so I could download the demo of the Tomb Raider game. Lara Croft game.
Right.
Which I did. And then saw that the K0 of Dead Rising 2 was out. But only 400 space points.
Okay.
So that's not bad. So I bought that because I've got some credit on my Xbox. And that is very enjoyable, K0, I have to say.
You've played it a few times, haven't you?
I've played it through twice. First time I got the worst ending F, and the second time I got ending A. So I don't think it's the best ending, because I didn't rescue all the 12 civilians.
Because it wasn't happy?
No, it was okay. It was fine. But I just didn't rescue all the civilians, so I don't think that's the best end. I did end up killing two civilians myself because I had something I wanted.
You bastard.
Any questions about it?
It's probably pretty obvious to most people now. I'm ridiculously excited about Dead Rising 2. You haven't really said.
We hadn't noticed.
Yeah, you haven't really said whether you're that excited about it. I know you said you were going to get it, but
after playing this, I am. Yes.
So it has made you like more excited about getting the game, yeah?
It has, yeah. Yes. It's just a shame I can't carry over the levels that I've leveled up onto the next game because I'm getting it on the PlayStation.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Yeah, go for it.
I haven't really actually watched anything about K-Zero. Is it the full game engine of Dead Rising 2, but just a little story or something like that? Or
I believe so, yes.
Right, okay. So it's the full graphics of Dead Rising 2?
Yeah. Do you want me to go through the setup of the game, what happens?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Basically, Chuck Green, the guy that you play, rolls into a little sleepy town. You know, one of the ones off in the middle of nowhere, just outside Las Vegas. One tiny town with just one road going through the middle with, you know, shops and houses down either side of the road, and that's about it. And he stops in the petrol station to fill up. Leaves his daughter in the little truck he's got to fill up. Goes back to get her again and gives her a jab of the new drug called Zombrex, which basically staves off the transformation to zombie for 12 hours because she's been bitten. He then takes her into the and someone nicks his van, so he's stranded.
Okay.
At which point loads of zombies suddenly turn up. So you barricade her in the petrol station and then off you go to find parts of a bike so you can escape the town.
And this is basically what you have to do in that particular game, yeah?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. You've got to find there's 12 people around the town you can rescue. I think there's 6 parts of the bike you can find. I never found them all on the first playthrough, but they're all in the same place every time.
Is it based before Dead Rising 2?
Yes. Right. It's just the story of how he got to Fortune City.
Okay. So, and you like it?
Yes. Okay. You get to make lots of weapons out of other weapons, which is fun.
So was this obviously was an Xbox exclusive then?
Yeah, obviously just
in case of this. Alright, okay. Bastards.
Well,
I managed to make 6 weapons, I believe, I think. Do you want to know what they were?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. The first one was, there's around the town, there's little workstations dotted around where you can go and take 2 items and then blend them together. The first workstation is where you start, and handily there is a baseball bat and some nails next to it. So I made a baseball bat with nails in it, which is nice. Which was my weapon of choice through the whole game, because it's basically a one-shot kill to the zombies. What else did I make? I made something because at the end of the game you have to fight a psycho, and his weapon is something, so I worked out by looking at it and made my own version of it, which was a shotgun with a pitchfork attached to it. Although I didn't seem to be able to do the move on the zombies what he did to me when he was having the fight, which was stab me with it and then pick me up and then shoot me while I was in the air hanging on the fork. I found a canoe paddles and attached 2 chainsaws to either end and paddled through the zombies. That was fun. I got a garden rake and attached a battery from a car on it and electrocuted the zombies. I also made an IED, which is one of them explosive devices they use over in countries and stuff. But I don't have a gun to set it off, so I don't know how that works.
Okay.
But in case you're wondering what that is, Bod, if you want to make one, it's a gas canister and nails, and you can use a hard attack to attach it to the zombie's back. And then watch him shuffle off, and then if you shoot it, I think it blows up. But I didn't have a gun.
Okay. I suppose anything could be an IED, though, as long as it's explosive.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
It's very fun. You will have to come around one time and play it, Bod, before number two comes out.
What about me?
Oh, yeah, and you as well.
Okay. No, yeah. Are you in tomorrow?
Yes, I am in tomorrow. It does only take about two to three hours to complete. It's only a short game. It's just like a little thing. Very enjoyable. Then also, like I say, I played the new Lara Croft game, which is a lot like Alien Breed, except multi-tiered and with, like, not aliens. Same kind of thing.
Okay. Good, though?
Yeah, it was alright, I suppose.
It was alright.
After playing Dead Rising, K-Zero, it wasn't all that.
Alright.
Well, it wouldn't be, would it?
Right, go on then. I want to rip her.
Okay. I've got a fair few. I'll just fling through some of them because some of them are repeated. Split Seconds. Play some more of that. I've now got gold on all the seasons. So I've done that. I'm just trying to get some of the extra challenge medals or trophies, should I say. Yep. And there's two that are right bitch. I've managed to do one of them, and they're basically like doing construction yard in under a certain amount of time. And there's another level that I have to do, and I just can't seem. You have to do it in like 1:18 and get to the end on that detonator mode. But I'm coming in at like 1:19, 1:20. I'm not even getting near under 1:18, so that's going to be a bitch. Bad Company 2, done a little bit of that, jumped on with Murray, even though we weren't playing on the same team. Managed to get on the other team again, but I think I killed Murray a few times, so I was happy.
Bastard.
Transformers, War for Cybertron, as Murray said, played through that. Only got a couple more of the Autobots levels to go, and we're doing all the collectibles at the same time, so... Yeah, should hopefully have them done soon. I sent back Alpha Protocol.
Did you finish it?
No.
Why not?
Because,
best game ever.
Because I'd probably put over an hour into that game and I'd only done one mission.
What's your point? They're long missions. It's not like 5-minute thing. You have to like play from quarter.
But I know this is based around your decisions and your talking and what you do. But there's too much of it. And it might just be me. Maybe I just want to get in, shoot in, and not worry about the decisions. So maybe it's not a game for me. But
you're missing out.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, I sent
game
that
of the
back.
Year for me, sure.
I sent that back, and they sent me Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Actually, this game's all right. It's just something you can pick up and play. I think it's just quick little missions. I kill all the Autobots or Decepticons, and that's pretty much it for that mission. And you're on to the next one. So, it's something you can just pick up and play, I think.
Do you have a short attention span? Is that why you didn't like Alpha Protocol? Because you liked a mission that could be doing, like, a second?
No, I don't think I have a bad attention span. It's just... Just the Alpha Protocol, I just felt I hadn't got anywhere even after an hour's gameplay. I would have thought I'd done a bit more. That's all.
Some games take a while to warm up, don't they?
Yeah, I suppose. And it was probably just trying to set the scene and stuff like that, but I don't know. I just didn't have the effort.
You didn't want to try and get with the sexy Asian chick that tells you what to do and stuff?
No. Well, I did, but that's probably another 50 odd hours away. 50 hours.
I managed to sleep with her by the end.
Okay. And the other games are probably going back to Sam and Max. Yes, you challenged me to see if I can get them all done. And I probably could have done if I hadn't of done two episodes in one night.
What? Why does that stop you from playing?
Because then I think I was all Sam and maxed out, if you know what I mean. If I'd split it up a little bit more, I don't know. But anyway, obviously, last week I finished episode one, which was good.
But aren't you using a fax? How hard is it to do them all?
It's not hard. It's not hard to follow the fax. It was just... I don't know, I just needed to change from that sort of kind of gameplay, I think. But anyway, I've done episode 2 and episode 3. So I've just got 4 and 5 to go.
Which one's episode 3 again?
Episode 3...
it's the third one, isn't it? The one between 2 and 4, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
They stole Max's brain.
That's the one, yes.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
What did you think of that? Did you enjoy the other ones?
I still enjoyed them both, and they still got the witty banter stuff going in there, which... And there's still some of the puzzles aren't quite intuitive, so you have to... Well, even though I was using a FAQ, you still... Yeah, some of the things you have to go and grab to do certain things. Yeah, I enjoyed them, and I'm looking forward to doing the other two. I just, not yet. Because I want to enjoy them, and I think if I just jumped on to number 4 straight away, then I would have literally just been going through it brain fried, if you know what I mean. Not even looking or caring what's happening.
Why didn't you just do it without a fact? Wouldn't it have made it more fun?
I don't know. Do you think it would have made it more fun?
Well, the only one I used a fact on was number 2, because I just couldn't get my head around using different slides at different time periods to go back and forth to find out information.
Yeah.
But all the other ones I did without cheating.
Yeah. Well, but it did. But if you sat down and used a fact across the whole thing, do you think it would have ruined? Because I don't think it's ruined anything for me. Maybe the frustration of
when I'm playing Tales of Monkey Island.
Yeah, but that doesn't ruin anything either. I don't think.
I was for a little bit and then I stopped. But I think I'm gonna have to do it again.
All right. That's all the games I've been playing this week, anyway.
Is that it? I thought it was gonna be more than that.
No. Well, there's a few games I jumped on quickly, briefly, but didn't really play much of. I mean, I've done a little bit of Borderlands. Well, didn't really play much of Borderlands. I jumped on and done some XP boosting.
Cheater,
yeah.
Did you tell everybody how you cheat?
No.
Not.
Okay, I can. There's a challenge in Borderlands for selling 2,000 items. No, I said it wrong every time. 1,200 items. You need to, and once you've sold 1,200, you get 20,000 XP, which is a tidy old chunk of XP. Now, the glitch in the game is you get up to 1,199 items sold, and you keep one back in your... Oh, I can't remember what it's called. In your hold all. And then basically, when you load up a game, you go into the shop, you sell that one item, and then immediately, before leaving the screen, buy it back. Now, when you leave the shop, you get the 20,000 XP for the challenge, but then if you go and look at the challenge, it says you've still only sold 1,199. So you quit the game, it saves, you load it back up, go back to the shop, sell the item again, you get another 20,000 XP.
Can you not just keep going back into the shop and doing it again?
No, because once you've got that 20,000 for that challenge, even though if you go to the challenge it doesn't say you've completed it, it won't release it again.
Okay.
So you have to quit out the game and then load your save back up again. But it only takes not even 2 minutes. It's about a minute of exiting the game and loading it back up. So 20,000 XP every 2 or 3 minutes is not bad.
What's the best way to sell stuff?
Eh?
How many levels did you go up in the time you played it?
Well, I started this a little while ago, and every now and then I just sort of jump on for 10 minutes. I mean, before I started doing this, I got up to, I can't remember what it was, level 26, something like that. I'm now on level 39.
Nice. When you were selling stuff in the shop?
Yes.
Did you just buy cheap stuff and just sell it?
Well, I mean, before I knew about this, I used to sell quite a bit anyway. So if any guns I'd pick up, instead of just throwing them away, I'd go to the store and sell them.
Yeah.
And then obviously, then I read about this, and I think I was already up to about 600 or 700 items sold. So in the guide it tells you about just buying those cheap health packs, the light health packs, something like that. They're like 200 points, whatever the currency is on that game. But so I just bought a load of them, sell them, buy another load and sell them, buy another. So you start losing money, obviously, because you sell for less than what you brought them for. But it's just a quick way to sell, because you can buy maybe 15 to 20 at a time and sell all of them, and then buy another 15 to 20 and sell them. You just need to keep an eye on when you get up to sort of 1,000, near the 1,200 mark, because obviously if you go over, then that's it.
Where does it tell you where you've done it?
On the challenge.
Okay.
So if you look at your challenges, it will tell you how many items you've sold. So
I'll have to get on that.
That's it.
Yeah.
Same.
Oh, I forgot another game I played.
Oh, yeah.
The demo for Limbo.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck was everyone raving about that game for? It's fucking shit. It's a black and white game, silhouette game, with some little guy just running through a forest. Sometimes in such dark areas you can't see what the fuck going on apart from his little glowing eyes. And at the end he gets killed by a spider. Whoop-de-doo.
Did you just spoil it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's only a demo. He probably survived. I don't know.
Hmm. Okay, so not T-Suck approved then?
No.
Okay. That's good, really, because it's not on the PS3 anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for me.
Okay.
You got any reviews for us this week?
No reviews this week.
15 minutes of home?
15 minutes of home, yep. I'm going to change the name of this.
Okay.
To just Marius Time in Home, because sometimes I go over.
Sometimes. So, yes. You've only done it twice. And you.
Okay,
twice
I've gone over both times, so 100%.
This is consistent, I suppose.
Marius Time in Home. Okay. This week, I went. First stop was the Midway area.
Okay.
Which is a carnival.
Is that halfway between here and there? Midway?
Yes, Midway. Yeah. It's a little carnival area where there's loads of little fun games to play, like knocking over like tins of stuff with balls or throwing balls in hoops. You know, all that kind of stuff you'd find in a carnival.
Okay.
The only problem is to play the game, you have to go and buy tickets with real money. But it's not that bad because I didn't buy them myself, but you can get 50 tickets for 79p.
Okay.
So you can have 50 games or something for 79p, but I didn't.
So it's one ticket per game then? It's not like some games you have to use two tickets for?
Well, I don't know. I'd look at a couple of games and they said one ticket, but there could be more. But
okay.
I think you can win some extra stuff for your character if you buy stuff, but if you win stuff. But so I exited that quite quickly. I went to the Bomberman area.
Okay.
Which is a bit weird, because there's nothing like Bomberman. It's just like a big disc in the sky. With lots of people dressed as Bomberman walking around. There's like a nice little electronic fountain, kind of made up of pixels kind of falling down, you can go and have a look at. And also a dolphin race. Which I don't know what that's got to do with Bomberman, I don't know. And so I went up to have a look and see if I can do this dolphin race, and you can bet on, I think there's like 7 dolphins you can bet on, and I bet on one of them, and then I realised that these races happen every 30 minutes, so you have to stand around for however long it's been since the last race before you can wait for the results. So I left.
Nice.
Then I went to, I guess you're next, it was another place but I can't remember, it was obviously that eventful. Mm-hmm. But I went to the PlayStation Move area, lastly.
Okay.
And in order to get in the area, you need to be dressed as a PlayStation Move controller. Which I saw a guy dressed as a PlayStation Move controller in the Bomberman area, and I asked him where he got the costume, because he looked cool, but he wouldn't tell me.
Oh.
But in the lobby of the PlayStation Move area, there's a little picture of a PlayStation Move controller with hands. Kind of like the Rayman kind of thing. It's just like the PlayStation Move controller, exact replica, with two little hands floating in the air. That's what their costume is. And the little PlayStation Move controller like floats in the air because it's got no legs. And in this picture, the PlayStation Move controller is waving. So you have to wave back, and then you get the new costume to wear.
Okay.
So then I ran around to move space for a little bit. Had a game with some people, which was kind of do a movement that you'd have to do on PlayStation Move certain times. I think we won 6 in a row or 7 or something like that, and won another kind of move ball, and that's about it. And that was my time in home.
Okay, so the important thing, did you get banned? Did you make anyone cry?
No. I did actually, I was actually annoying some people in the Bomberman area, actually.
Okay.
Nearly everybody in the Bomberman area was foreign. I've no idea what language it was, but they all texted in a foreign language. So I went up to like about 4 of them that were standing around, stood in the middle of them, and then just started typing randomly on my chat pad.
Okay.
You know.
So just gobbledygook.
Yes, just random letters and words and spaces. So I didn't get any response from them, which was unfortunate.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else before we get a break?
Nope.
I have a quick question.
Okay.
Last week, Murray was trying to miss things, one of which is Tuesdays with Murray, and I said on a Tuesday and it's not there, and you said wait till Wednesday, and I went Wednesday and it still wasn't there, and it's still not there now. So what have you been doing?
I did Twitter about this, if you're on Twitter, saying there's no Tuesday this week because I didn't think of anything to write. The problem now, I'm doing a podcast, I say stuff on the air, and so I don't have anything to write about when it comes to Tuesday.
It's just not good enough. You'll have to hold back.
And why don't you get on Twitter? Then you'll be able to, like, find these things out.
Well, because, you know, I have to put up with you enough as it is. I don't want to... don't want to read what's going on in your head as well as listen to it.
It's only, like, games-related stuff. I don't just do random stuff like, oh, I'm having burgers tonight for dinner. It's just things that I've done on the computer.
Right, I'm still not interested, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on, I've just got to do this tweet. Having a shit. Okay. So what were you saying?
Did you really do that?
No, I didn't. Right, okay. Well, let's take a break. I'm going to come back with some gaming news.
Hello, welcome back to episode number 79 of the PlayStation Show UK. What a year we've had. God, who would have believed what happened, eh?
Hey, it's flown by.
I know. Who would have thought, eh? Infinity Ward and Activision.
So it only seemed like last week it was episode 5.
I know. That Respawn Entertainment got back with Activision. That was a shock, wasn't it, when that happened?
Yep. And Duke Nukem Forever 2 coming out soon.
and EA started giving out sports games. Would you believe it?
Yeah.
Only joking, it's still episode 6.
Well, you're such a hoot.
Alright. Welcome back. Shall we go straight into news?
Yes.
Okay. First part of the news, shall I do?
Yeah, go for it. Well, actually, I'll do it, because you can do the next one.
Okay.
Gran Turismo only has a 256 megabyte install for the PS3, but it has been said if you want the smoothest gameplay possible, then there is an optional 10 gigabyte install. Any thoughts on that one?
Well, if it's big, it's got to be good.
Yes, but have you got 10 gigs to spare?
Of course I have.
Oh, yours is rather large.
I've got a 320 gig hard drive.
Okay. But what, Bod, you haven't changed your hard drive, have you?
No, I've got an 80 gig, but it's not going to be an issue for me because I'm not getting it anyway.
Okay.
Why the hell not?
Because you know I don't like realistic driving games because I can't do them.
Okay. Bunker Cougar?
I don't know whether I'd get it.
Okay.
I kind of like gone off those kind of games as well. I like the games where you can like smash your cars up. And
you can smash your car up in Gran Turismo 5.
Yeah, I like going off the track as well and stuff, taking shortcuts.
He also, cheating, you mean?
He also hasn't looked up at Gran Turismo, has he?
No.
About it's got rallying and
you can make your own tracks as well.
Hmm. It's not just your box standing Gran Turismo that they had before, where you couldn't damage the car, and you if you slightly went off road, you're gonna slide everywhere. I mean, it's still got the real issues, but obviously it's got
got damage in that.
Yeah, it's got the damage, and they say stock car racing, rally driving, too.
I think though, on this one, that if you like damage it just slightly, it will still be, it will, like, affect how you drive. So like,
yeah, but you can also turn that feature off.
Hmm.
But
I heard also apparently it's got a prostitute mode where you have to drive really slowly to pick them up.
Oh, right, I might get that game after all.
Okay. Well, I suppose the big thing here is anyone really bothered about 10 gig install? Okay, Bunga Coo getting bored, not sure if they're going to buy it, so they're not a problem. Murray, you've got a big one.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, mine's the same size as yours.
What she said.
So you've been comparing, yeah?
Yeah. We've both got PlayStation eyes. We do it every night.
Yeah, we have to stand back quite far though from the camera.
Yeah, to get it on in. Yeah. Turn the camera on its side to get a proper like portrait view of it.
Anyway, I'm not too bothered in it either. I don't know what the game loads are going to be like, so I don't know if they're talking it's going to cut down on game, on loading times, or if it's just literally the gameplay itself, it's loading from the hard drive, so therefore it's going to be a smoother gameplay. I'm not too fussed, 10 gig is fine, and like I do with most games, once I've stopped playing it, I just uninstall the data anyway, so.
You uninstall it? What the hell do you do that for? Nearly every single game I've played is still on the hard drive.
Well, even the ones you rent?
Oh, no, don't go.
So, I mean, half the stuff I rent...
Everyone I've still got, I still keep, just in case. Well, you know, I don't want to be there and think, oh, I'll play that. I haven't played it for a year, and then just have to sit there for 10 minutes or it installs.
Well, no, I mean, everything I rent and send back, I then delete the data on. And any game that I've bought and sold, I delete the data on. I keep the game saves, I don't keep the install.
I've still got the game installed for Tiger Woods 2011. Oh, yeah.
2010.
10, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I don't think I've got that anymore. No. But anyway, moving on.
Moving on. They've been SmackDown pre-order bonuses have been announced.
Yeah, I didn't see this.
This is for America going to be in each store. Which I think is stupid, really. But I bet most of the stuff's going to be released in store later on anyway. But in Best Buy, in America, you get Bret Hart as a playable character.
Right, I think he's in the game anyway.
Okay.
I think he's
Toys
probably just
Us,
an unlock.
You get Undertaker's Ministry of Darkness gear.
Okay.
Amazon.com, you get 3 outfits for Randy Orton. T-shirt, suit, and referee uniform. And at Walmart, you get the Tribute to the Troops arena.
All exciting stuff, then.
It is. And it's having an earlier than release than normal, the October the 23rd. 26th, sorry, which will be the 28th over here, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay. They don't sound that exciting, really.
No. And like I say, they probably will be available in the store later on anyway, won't they?
Yep.
I'm sure I read somewhere that Bret Hart's going to be in the game anyway.
Right.
So it's probably just an unlock code.
Are you excited for the new SmackDown game, Bud?
Yeah. I've actually read a bit more about it recently. There was a worry that it was just going to be basically an updated roster, and that was going to be the only sort of difference. I mean, you get the odd one or two things, but after reading about it, there does seem quite a lot in there that's going to make it slightly more interesting. I mean, yeah. There's a lot more moves you can do on ladders and stuff like that, which should be good. And
I saw a picture of that with Jericho doing his codebreaker on somebody off the top of the ladder.
And they've enhanced the Road to WrestleMania story, the storylines. They've
they actually make sense.
that seems unlikely.
Oh, okay.
No, but apparently they put side missions in.
Okay.
Which may sound a bit weird for a wrestling game, but it's I think there was an earlier SmackDown where you could walk around backstage.
Yeah. I've had every single SmackDown game there's ever been, and there was, yeah.
I couldn't remember which one it was.
No.
But then apparently there's a similar thing to that, but should be better than it was before. And
as a side mission, will you be able to like get in your car and drive around outside and, you know, do missions like that? That kind of thing is side mission, is it? Trying to find all like maybe wanted posters of wrestlers and stuff.
Right, drive around in the DX Express or something.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
No.
Vince's limo.
No, but no. Basically, you walk around backstage, and if you meet a wrestler, you can apparently talk to him or perhaps attack him.
Hmm. Okay.
So there you go.
Fair enough.
Should be good for wrestling fans.
Okay. Moving on to the next bit. Mafia 2 DLC, Jimmy's Vendetta. By the time you listen to this, it will actually be released. It's coming September the 7th.
Yep.
But is this the one that came with the game?
It is, yeah. I don't know. I'm getting mixed things here because I'm reading here it's apparently the betrayal of Jimmy, but on my disc it's called Jimmy's Vendetta. So, I don't know.
Okay.
It does say it's the second bit of DLC, so I don't know if they've named it wrong or something. Maybe it is supposed to be called The Betrayal of Jimmy, because the one I've got is under a different list on my trophy collection. It is called Jimmy's Vendetta.
Right, for my trophies.
So I'm not entirely sure if it maybe adds more missions to his little campaign, because I haven't really played it at all. I've only played a couple of missions, so I won't be able to tell you.
Fair enough. You're the only one that's got that game, yep. So you're the only one that's going to find out.
Yeah. Right, so next bit of news. New Batman Arkham City screenshots have been released.
Yep.
I don't know if any of you other guys have actually seen them, apart from me and Zona Ripper.
No.
Yeah, I've seen them.
You seen them?
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, looks like Batman.
Right.
I'm not quite into comics and superheroes quite like you, so.
Did you not play the original Batman Arkham Asylum?
Yes, I did.
And so didn't you not enjoy it then, or?
Yeah, it was good. I wouldn't say I was, loving it as much as some people.
I thought it'd be your perfect game, get around to explore everything.
Right, yeah, but there's no zombies in it.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I mean, I had a look at the screenshots. It looks good. I enjoyed the first Batman Arkham Asylum. That was a good game. Yeah. I mean, much to say, I'm not a huge comic fan, but I do love the superheroes and that, so yeah.
Speaking of comics, I actually finished Hush this week.
Batman.
No
Hush.
Spoilers about who Hush is, though. Don't worry.
Right. Okay.
But I was going to say, they've changed Harlequin's look completely, though. In the last game, she was kind of like with a nice red mask on and looks very clownish. And now she looks very like a goth girl, totally different. No mask, a white face. That kind of thing. It's a bit. I don't know why they've changed her.
Is she not doing it for you anymore?
No, it's just if they're carrying the story on and they want to keep the characters the same, because Batman looks the same, why change what she wears?
Right.
Surely she'd wear the same thing.
You've never seen a woman change her outfit before?
not that often in a superhero thingy. They keep their costumes for a while, don't they?
Great. All the women I know change like every 5 minutes.
Maybe there's some background story to it in the game. Maybe she's a better person.
Harlequin, I doubt it.
Yeah, but apparently the Joker's not in it particularly much in this game, is he?
No.
So that might affect her in some way?
Maybe. No, two faces, though. Two faces in it. I see a picture of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks a bit like a Nazi zombie from Call of Duty, though. And also there's a picture of Catwoman. She looks, the screenshot they've got of her, she looks like she's something out of the 70s.
Yeah, it does look like the old, maybe the 80s Batman films.
Hmm. Okay, I'm quite looking forward to it. I know I've got... Anyone else looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to it. I love the first game. So yeah, I mean, they haven't given a release date on this yet, though, have they?
I thought it was coming out at the end of 2011.
Is it? So we're, maybe wrong. We're I don't talking, know. Maybe I wrong. Mean, it's only screenshots in it, so probably they probably are quite a way off. But no.
Okay. Next one.
Call of Duty Black Ops new multiplayer modes. There's a video. I saw on Joystick, but it's flying around the internet for this new wager matches.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if Murray saw this before me, but I texted him about it, so say it sort of looked kind of interesting. You watched the video. What did you think?
It did look interesting. So I wasn't really keen on maybe not getting Call of Duty this year because I don't know Activision and all that thing. You know, the evil corporation. And all.
Yeah. But if I run through some of the modes, what it does, I don't know if Here Comes Bud or Bunker Cougar have seen the videos.
No.
Okay, there's one mode which is called One in the Chamber, which is basically one person will start off with a bullet in the gun. There's one bullet.
Now everybody does.
Or is it everyone start with one bullet? Is it?
Basically, everyone in the match, I don't know how many it's up to, has just one pistol and one bullet in the pistol. If you miss, you haven't got any weapon. You have to knife the person. But it's basically a one-shot kill. If you get them, you get their bullet.
Yep.
So you can keep going as long as you keep killing people.
So I thought this is much like Golden Gun.
Maybe, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
A little bit like that. But yeah, you've got three lives, and basically, once they're gone... But I think the whole idea of the wager match is you put money or points down at the beginning of the match to say... I reckon I'll come in the top three. And if you do that, obviously you win what your wager is. So, but yeah, One in the Chamber. That's one of the modes. There's also
The wager matches, we haven't really talked about them. Are a totally different thing altogether than the normal XP matches. Yes. You actually earn money as you play through the game, which you buy weapons with now. You don't get them as you level up, you have to use money for them. So the wager matches, you're basically putting this money to get more of it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you have to come in the top three of any match to win any money, otherwise you lose everything.
Yeah.
So are they all wager matches, or do you still get the whole XP thing?
It's a totally separate thing to XP. So you have your normal XP matches, like Pedal or the other ones. Then there's also wager matches, where you can take the money you've earned in the XP matches you've been using to buy guns with, and then try and double it or whatever by playing these different match types.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's right. So, you have One in the Chamber. The next one is Sticks and Stones, and basically each character start off with crossbow, a knife, and a tomahawk.
The ballistic knife.
A ballistic knife, sorry. Yes. Yeah.
Which you can basically say you can basically fire the knife tip out of the knife to get people.
So this is a basic, this is your basic weapons, isn't it, I suppose? That looked quite good.
With the tomahawk, though, if you hit someone with the tomahawk by throwing it, you can actually bankrupt them in one go. So you have to watch your back.
Yes. It looked quite good. What's the next one? Gun game. Oh, that's great, yeah. The gun game is where you'll start off with a small gun, the pistol, and with every kill you get, your gun type will improve. So you'll start with one gun, and then go up to maybe dual guns, then up to Uzis, etc., just sort of going up for every kill. But then once you get shot, you start again from the beginning.
No, you don't.
What?
No.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay.
It's, like you say, yeah, you go through the guns, but it's the guns in grade, so that you have to go through each gun in the grade. you only go down one if you get knifed.
Right.
And it's the first person to get to the last gun and get a kill with that is the winner.
Oh, okay. I obviously wasn't watching correctly then.
Yes.
And then sharpshooter, which is random guns, I'm guessing.
You all start off with the same gun, and then at a random, after a certain amount of time in the match, the gun will randomly change, and everyone changes to the same gun.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of get used to knowing all the guns, kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, all those modes sound quite good. I mean, the sticks and stones with the tomahawk and crossbow could probably get quite annoying, because I don't think you can get many kills on that. That's probably the idea, but it's going to be quite frustrating to get someone with a crossbow, I think.
Mm.
But the others sound quite good. I mean, starting off with the smaller guns and going up, I quite like that mode. That sounds quite good. Getting more powerful guns as you go up, and then let's say the one in the chamber, which sounds like Golden Gun, which is going to be, that's a fast-paced sort of game, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they sound interesting, and then let's say, neither of us are sort of certain on getting Call of Duty Black Ops. I mean, I know I said I probably will end up buying it because I always do buy Call of Duty. But it's got my interest, so, and if that's what they're planning to do, and they've done a good job, so it looks quite good.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway.
Next one on here.
Why are you putting this on here?
Battle versus Chess coming the 28th of September. Who's looking forward to this, eh?
Why?
Why not?
Why? I've got to say, why to this one and why the next one?
Because these two games look amazing.
Wait, you want to tell them what the next game is?
Well, we're going Battle versus Chess first.
Yeah, we're finished with it.
No, we're not. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Right, okay.
It's not a chess game by any chance.
It is a chess game. Right, but it's like different sorts of chess, and also your little figures move and actually have battles. So I don't think there's always the outcome. Some of the games you have, other than the real chess games, you can each piece has their own specific health and attack skill. So just because you attack something doesn't mean you might win.
Right.
And they actually have little battles on the squares and stuff. There's also like little challenges and that kind of things to do, but you know, I think we should all get it.
Moving on.
Look, come on, it looks amazing, alright?
Okay, you buy it then.
No, you buy it.
No, you buy it.
You going to do the next one?
Do I even have to say this? Tokyo Jungle, a new animal-based game.
Yep.
What? 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 And why?
It's a new game born from Sony's PlayStation Camp initiative, right?
What's that?
Which did bring a good game, which was What Did I Do to Deserve This, My Lord, which everyone raves about, and Patchwork Heroes. Basically, you take control of different animals that managed to escape in the year 2020. They escaped from the Tokyo Zoo, running through the streets of Tokyo, and trying to survive against other creatures roaming the city. Hey? How awesome does that sound?
Are you just saying random?
What?
Or that doesn't make any sense to me.
Neither did what you said either, because we broke up.
Good.
So no one's actually interested in this awesome news?
Nope.
It could be the smash hit game of 2010. Fair enough. Fuck you then. Helicopters coming to Medal of Honor. Hey, who's excited?
Well, they need vehicles in that game, so why not?
Why do they need vehicles in that game? Explain.
Because all first-person shooter multiplayer games are going that way now, and going from Bad Company 2, where you can fly helicopters, drive tanks and that, they need to keep up with that sort of thing. I don't think you can just go back to a standard first-person shooter multiplayer. Just a box standard running around, you need to have vehicles nowadays.
I don't think you need to have them.
No? Why?
No. Well, some people, I believe, you know, just prefer it a bit more simple. A lot of people, you know, the problem they had with Modern Warfare 2 was all the different kill streaks, all the different things that were going on.
Yeah.
Just made it a bit, it was a bit much.
Yeah, but kill streaks are different to be able to actually control.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. But I had a problem with, like, Halo. It's like, if people knew the maps and knew where the vehicles were, they could run straight to a vehicle, get in one, and then you'd have no hope.
I had a problem with Halo as well.
Yeah, it was like...
That was a problem.
It was like that on Call of Duty World at War, with the tanks. People just, like, running a tank and staying it all the time and, like, have a huge, like, kill streak the whole match.
And surely this was inevitable, really, because it's done by the people who done Battlefield Bad Company.
Yeah.
So, and when I played the beta, it felt like Battlefield Bad Company meets Call of Duty.
But they're talking about here in single player, the helicopters.
Well, okay.
And it's not being made by DICE, single player.
No, okay, so... What's the big deal with that? There's many single player games that have vehicles you can drive and.
Okay. No, I was just correcting you, that's all.
Okay. Well, yeah, but I'm just saying then. So why the news?
It's not really news, then, is it?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Helicopters and Medal of Honor. Woo-hoo.
Not particularly newsworthy.
Yes.
Fine, move on then.
Take it.
Fine, you two do the fucking news next week. Don't know, it's shit every week.
Take it.
Yeah, we've upset him.
He's having a stroke. Shall I hang up on him?
No, don't hang up on me.
Okay. L.A. Noir delayed till the first half of 2011. Bothered?
Well, there's probably going to be loads of stuff coming out at the end of the year anyway, so yeah, probably best.
But are you bothered about L.A. Noir anyway?
I don't know. It looked good for the screens I've seen of it.
I've seen the whole
facial animation thing looked quite good, didn't it?
Yeah.
What do you say, Bunker Cougar?
I've seen a trailer for it. It looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bod, any thoughts?
Yeah.
Actually, who cares? Can't move on.
Yeah, did I leave the iron on?
Right. Okay. Rumour, Dead Space 2 to feature Soldier versus Necromorphs multiplayer. I'm going to say I'm really not bored about multiplayer in Dead Space 2. I'd be buying it for the single player. So, that's it.
I would agree with that.
We don't care what you think.
Okay, I'm not sure why you're directing your anger at me. It wasn't just me, it was, you know, slagging off your previous news.
I told you, you're doing the news next week, bud.
Right, it's going to be very limited next week, then. Because it's just going to be news about Dead Rising.
Maybe the show won't drag on for so fucking long then.
It's just charming, that, isn't it?
Anyway, multiplayer in Dead Space 2. Anyone interested?
No one cares what I think, so.
No,
I'm not bothered about it. Really.
Okay. The Kevin Butler new ad. Everyone seen that?
No.
What's the matter with these people? Hey?
You know, you put these things down on paper for them to do, and they don't actually do it.
No.
Yeah. Okay, are you going to the toilet in the middle of the show?
No, but the dog is. I'm trying to get the dog to go to the toilet.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's nice. Anyway, Kevin Butler's new ad showing off the intensity and the drama of PlayStation Move. It's quite funny, as are all these ads.
And the show is over when, and the advert is over when the fat lady sings, isn't it?
It is over when the fat lady sings. But jump on, have a look at that on YouTube or something. It's a good watch. It's only about a minute and a half long, I think, something like that. So, next one, Kojima wants a complete edition of Metal Gear Solid 4, but wants someone else to do it. Is that just lazy? Or do you think he's working on Metal Gear Solid 5? Is that what it is?
He's got too many other things to do, apparently.
Right, okay. So he wants someone to do a complete edition.
Yeah.
What's he mean by complete edition?
With trophies, extra things patched in that he might have missed out, that kind of thing.
Trophies. Okay.
I thought that might have taken fancy.
Yeah, because I've always been interested in playing that game, but it's never
had
trophies.
Just play it then. I've got it. You can borrow it.
Hasn't got trophies. And you know what happened? I'll play it.
It's another dog. The dog just had a pee.
Right, thanks.
Breaking news.
Update.
Breaking news. I'll play Metal Gear Solid. If I play it without any trophies, you can guarantee they're announced next week. They're releasing trophies.
Well, then you'll know what to do when it comes, won't you?
Yeah, well, I won't play it again.
Why not?
Because I would have played through it, and I might want to do it again.
How many times did you finish Metal Gear Solid 1?
I can't remember. Once?
You must have done it twice, because there was two endings, wasn't
there?
Yeah,
twice, yeah.
Well, there you go, then. There's only one ending on Metal Gear Solid 4.
There was no achievements or trophies around then.
Right. So, and you still played it?
Yeah, exactly. That's when I used to play games for fun.
Right.
Now I play them for trophies.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, moving on.
I'm back out of the bathroom, by the way, just in case anyone's taping count. The dog got four treats for going for a pee.
I don't get any treats when I go to the toilet.
You're not a little puppy, are you?
I'm cute, like a little puppy. new mod that turns a PlayStation Eye into a 3D scanner. I haven't read anything about this. This is Murray's bit of news.
Yeah.
What is it?
Apparently what it does is make a 3D representation of whatever you want to scan in, and you can actually make a proper, get it on the computer and then get a thing to make it in real, whatever it is called.
Okay. Interesting. So,
you can actually like scan your head in and make a bust of yourself. In one of those machines that make things out of like 3D images on the computer.
Okay.
Using PlayStation.
What could you do with the bust once you've made it?
You decorate your house with it. Well, I think of everything.
Yes.
So I'm guessing this isn't for PlayStation. It's just a mod on the PC, or
this isn't for the PC, but you can use the PlayStation Eye to do it.
Oh, right. Okay. So it's not a mod kind
of thing that the PlayStation Eye kind of slots in.
Oh, right, okay. Fair enough. Okay.
You don't want to make any physical statues out of anything, then? With the things you can make? Maybe scan your penis in, make a statue of your penis?
My penis is a statue, anyway.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Eh? Well, your mum don't complain, so...
Right, Oddworld Stranger's Wrath coming to PS3 2011.
So what's this, a new Oddworld game?
It was a game that was on the original Xbox.
Right, okay.
Played somebody different. You weren't playing Abe, it was somebody else following a different story.
Yeah, I had that, I think.
Wasn't he like a bounty hunter or something?
No, I had one, it's called Munch's Odyssey, wasn't it?
No, it's Stranger's Wrath, apparently.
That's a different one, no.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure I've seen this guy before in a game on the Xbox.
Mm. I think there was a second one on the original Xbox.
Yeah. But apparently it's coming to PSN in 2011.
Okay, so a remake or just... They're just like releasing it as a classic?
It was launched in 2005 in January on the original Xbox.
Right, okay.
It was a bizarre first-person shooter.
Okay.
Oh, I like the kind of odd world. It's quite interesting with all the weird creatures that they've thought up. So I might look into it.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyone else?
I don't know. I'll probably take a look near the time. Is there much out about it video wise?
Well, if it's just a remake, you'll probably be able to find the original game probably really cheap and have a look.
I suppose, yeah. Okay. I'll take a look. Okay, is that the end of the news? Got anything to add?
Just that I think they've released screenshots now of Ico, the PSM3 remake of it.
Yep. Okay.
Is that another game you might be thinking about getting? I know you got the God of War one.
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it, but...
Did you play the original Ico or Shadow of Colossus?
I can't remember playing either of them, to be honest. So...
I think all I did was play a demo of both of them and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Probably not, to be honest. But you got some breaking news about
breaking
that
news, yeah.
That game. You know, that one that's been in the making for 13 years.
What? Nukem Duke?
Yeah, something like that, isn't it?
Duke Nukem, forever.
Duke Nukem forever.
And it has a playable demo, apparently. People
yes,
can play it.
It is real, and it's playable.
Would you believe it?
Yes, it was shown at PAX. There's a few gameplay footage on around the internet, so you can have a look. But it is real. And coming soon.
We were joking about it the other week, weren't we?
Yes, we was, yeah. And I wasn't far wrong with my 10 years in production. It was actually 13 years, so it's longer. But 13 years—that's a huge amount of time. But say everyone's. I mean, the Twitter went wild. Pretty much, it's like, oh my god, Duke Nukem Forever's here. Oh my god, it looks good or whatever. It's just, well, all I can say is it's real, and it's happening.
You're looking forward to it then, I take it.
Well, again, I mean, as I said before, as long as it's kept with its wittiness and it doesn't take itself too seriously, then yeah.
So you want to be able to go into a strip club and give the throw money at the strippers?
Yeah. Get them to shake their ass.
Bunker Cougar, you interested in Duke Nukem Forever?
I do like kind of like old games like that.
It's a new game, how dare you? It might be 13 years old already, but it's new.
But I've seen a couple of the screenshots and it doesn't look very good, graphical-wise.
Yeah, it does. And it's first-person shooter, obviously, because they've gone back away from the third-person, so...
Did you play any of the older games, Bunker Cougar?
I can't remember. I think I have played some of them, yeah. A bit.
What about you, bud?
Yeah, I think we mentioned before about the really dodgy time-travelling one.
Yeah, that was...
That I had on the N64.
That was dodgy.
But my question is, why has it taken 13 years?
I don't know.
Because every time they try and get Duke Nukem in there, he time travels.
It just worries me that, you know, 13 years... There must be a reason why it's taken 13 years. And I can't see it being a good reason. Oh, we weren't happy with it.
Yeah.
Seems unlikely.
I mean, I don't...
Always a sceptic.
I mean, we say 13 years, but I'm guessing we're saying 13 years from... When the original, from the last game, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still been a fair few years it's been in production because obviously we've heard about it a few years ago, but. Yeah. I think it's everyone's just been waiting for it for a follow-up to Duke Nukem 3D, I suppose, because there was never one. Proper one, anyway. So maybe that's why people wanted it. So they've been waiting around 13 years, and they've got a lot to stand to make up for, I think.
Mm. So. Well, I mean, the StarCraft 2 came out recently. That was 10 years in development, and everyone loves that. So
yeah,
you never know.
So, yeah, I mean, they might have got it spot on, the fact that it's taken so long. They might have got it down to a T. Yeah.
The thing with me is that I, yeah, obviously haven't played it for 13 years, but I haven't spent those 13 years thinking, I wish Duke Nukem would come out.
You haven't?
No.
Huh.
You just spent the last couple of years going, Dead Rising 2, Dead Rising 2, Dead Rising 2, Dead Rising 2.
Yes, and when I found that it was coming out on PlayStation, so I didn't need my Xbox anymore, I wet my pants. Twice.
Nice.
And it wasn't Wii.
Yeah, it came out both ends.
So, that was it for the news then?
It is.
Shall we move on to letters? Anyone else got anything to add before we move on?
Actually, there is something I can add, because it's not quite my mailbag. There is a forum on the PlayStation Show website. It's called T-Suck Q&A. So go there if you want to post any quick questions for the T-Suck team. This has actually been set up by SpongeBobbies, so cheers, mate, for that. But he started off with a quick question. And it's got, Dear T-Suck, my question for your podcast. What first-person shooter is your podcast heading towards? Mag with the beta, Medal of Honor, or Call of Duty Black Ops? He's put, so far the Ratcast is heading for Medal of Honor, and the T-Pest cast seem to be heading more towards Call of Duty Black Ops. This is a game that we will get more forum members involved with community game nights. So it's a good question. I mean, it wasn't really mailbag, so I just thought I'd throw it in there now.
What? I thought we only meant which one are we heading towards. I thought what we're going to be like.
Wait, no.
I was going to say some shitty little third-party development.
Yeah.
Maybe a mini one that's like really shit.
Duke Nukem Time Travel.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
No, he's obviously meaning which one are we likely to be picking up and playing as a group, as a podcast team.
Well, Mag's out of the question because we've didn't really played that.
No, none of us have played it, I don't think. So.
I wasn't really that pleased with Medal of Honor beta. Didn't really think it was that great, to be honest with you.
Okay, so out of those three, you're probably more likely to play Call of Duty.
Maybe a rental, that's about it.
Yeah,
there's so many other games. When's it coming out? November, isn't it?
Yeah, it is November, yeah. Medal of Honor's October, isn't it? And then Call of Duty in November. I'm not sure when the Mag beta is being released, but obviously Mag's out now. But
yeah.
But out of them, you're
the trouble is, in November, it's my birthday, and there's loads of other games coming out that I'll be playing rather than that. Like SmackDown, Gran Turismo, The Sims, the new Dragon Ball game is coming out, Living Planet 2, Assassin's Creed. There's more games on my radar that I'd prefer to play than any of those three.
Okay. But, if you had to play one of those three...
I'm going to go for Assassin's Creed Brotherhood multiplayer.
Okay, so Murray's going for Call of Duty Black Ops.
That's not what I said.
No, but that's what I heard.
Right.
Yeah, again, Mag didn't play it, so no, out of the question. Medal of Honor, again, I haven't played it. but from what I'm hearing from... you know, all the rumours and stuff, that Medal of Honor sort of like Battlefield. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I couldn't really get into Battlefield. I don't know, there was something about it I just couldn't get on with, really. And Call of Duty, probably above the other two. But, again, I'm not... convinced about it entirely.
I know why this as well. Because Call of Duty is probably going to have zombies in it. That's why, isn't it? And Battlefield didn't have zombies in. That was the reason why, isn't it?
Right. Well, that's not the reason, but from what I've heard, Black Ops will definitely have zombies in it.
Yeah, that is the reason, isn't it? We've come up with it.
No, but I'm not a big fan of Nazi zombies from World at War anyway.
But there won't be Nazi zombies because it's going to be based in Vietnam.
Yeah. But it'll be similar sort of basically survive as long as you can sort of thing.
That's what you do in any zombie game, isn't it?
No, because like...
Yeah, it is.
You survive.
No, but Dead Rising, there is a way to win. Nazi zombies, you can't win. You just survive as long as you can until you die. But there's no way to win, so you're always going to lose, and I don't like
that. You can't beat him, join him, turn into a zombie, then you've won.
Yeah.
Right, but have
a... Throw tip.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bunker Cougar. Call of Duty Black Ops?
Yeah. Call of Duty, definitely.
Okay.
Don't be putting that answer in for me, because I told you Assassin's Creed. Brother.
Okay. It wasn't the option.
I don't care. I'm making my... It's my show, my rules.
Right. But this is from a community game night's point of view, not...
Yeah. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood has multiplayer, game night, stabbing people in the throat, awesome.
So on community game night, you'll be playing on your own?
Yeah. We don't even have a community game night.
No. But when we do get a couple of listeners... I know, show 120 or something. We might have some listeners, so then we might have to start doing some...
By then, I reckon the next Call of Duty will be out by then.
Okay. Anyway.
You're not listening to me here. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Right. Noted.
Right, thanks.
And then scribbled through.
And you.
Okay, for community... game night point of view, it'll probably be Call of Duty Black Ops. I mean single player point of view, I'm probably going to play both of them. So, both of them, Medal of Honor and Call of Duty. But yeah. And from what I've recently seen for the wager mode for Black Ops, then yeah, I'm swayed towards Call of Duty. And that's my answer. Unless Hannah Montana 2 comes out.
God, that'd be awesome multiplayer on that, wouldn't it?
It would.
What would that actually involve? Go off on a tangent.
Okay, you're not seriously going to talk about this.
Yeah?
Okay, well, obviously it's a music rhythm game.
Right.
So it'd be like rock band multiplayer, I suppose. It'd just be...
What if they moved away on the second one into something different? Miley Cyrus has come of age now, you know, she's slightly more mature.
Maybe a different kind. Hannah Montana Horror Survival.
No, still not there, keep going.
Okay. Does it involve lubrication?
It's up to you. It's up to you.
Okay. Maybe, yeah.
Maybe it should be called Hannah Montana Teaches you the Way of the Horse. Hey?
Yeah. I think there's a video online of that, isn't there? Anyway, get away from that. Mailbag.
Right. If you'd like to contact us, their email address is tpsuk@theplaystationshow.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. I am Murray 2011, which that's Murry 2011.
Okay, and I'm Zonal Ripper, Zonalripper.
And Bod hasn't got a Twitter because he's a miserable old git.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say.
Will you be getting on the Twitters, Mr. Cougar?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So you'll be the only one left out.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want people following me.
Right. Yeah, you do.
Your dream.
Yeah, but you're obviously assuming there that people want to follow you. So.
No. I realise they wouldn't want to follow
me. Oh, right, okay.
I've no desire to go on here.
Okay. Right, on to the first email. Do you want to take it?
Yeah, that's it. First one from SpongeBob's again. Not really a question. This is just a sort of, beefing us up a little bit, I suppose. But it says, "Hello, mates. This is SpongeBob's, aka Sponge. I'm not saying what a great job you're doing. It's bad enough that we get the Teepish show once a week, so I try to be there for the live stream, just so I can get a double dip. But now I have T-Suck show, and coming soon, Teepish's The Ratcast, which has actually already been released, the first episode. So go and have a listen to that. Anyway, to make my dream would be a threesome. Take care, old chaps, and remember, just have fun. It's a video game." Okay, so he's
how would that actually work? How many hosts have they got? Because I've not actually listened to their show yet.
Well, the Ratcast, there's three of them.
Right, and there's four hosts on here and four hosts on Teepish.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a show.
Yeah.
people on the podcast is a bit much.
I know that there was only three of them on the podcast, but I thought there was a lot more in the Rat Pack.
The Rat Pack, there's quite a few in the Rat Pack.
Didn't they have an open chair as well, didn't they say?
I think the plan
every week, yeah.
The plan is to have an open seat, so for all the community members, because they're pushing themselves out as a community podcast, so.
In the podcast, it's too much.
Yeah.
Unless we take it in, we'll take it on turns going on each other's shows. But I'm up for that.
Yeah, I'm up for that. I mean, we've had E. Diddy on. I'd love to get SpongeBob's and the rest of the team on as well at some point. Not at the same time, like I say, but we'll just do a few swap rounds. You know, a bit of wife swapping.
Oh, yeah.
Swingers. Okay, anyway.
I mean, the perfect thing, if there's four people, we need one more podcast. Right, so there's four podcasts. And then all swap around, so there's basically one person from each show on each podcast.
Yeah.
So Teepish has one of their own on the show, one of us, one of Ratcast, and then one of the other podcast, and so on.
Yeah.
For 1 week. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, let's sort it, guys.
Yeah, need new podcasters.
Yeah.
Doesn't Fire Vader do a podcast? He needs more people, because there's only one of him.
That's true, yeah.
Fire Vader, hire some people.
Yep.
If you listen.
Let's get it on.
Okay. Second email.
Okay.
I'm not sure who this is from.
You
sounds like
probably.
A stalker to me. No. Hi, T-Suck. How dare you? I don't email in a row show.
How sad would that be?
Yeah. Right. Dear T-Suck, this is your real number one fan here, unlike Murray 2011. Anyway, I have one question for you guys. If you could apply trophies to real-life situations or events, what would these be? This could be a personal or non-personal event. Anyway, keep up with the good work, guys. Podcast is getting better better and better each week. Lots of love. Zonal Ripper 999.
He sounds like a good man. I like him.
Yeah. I don't think he's the proper Fat Number One fan, though. The other guy, he's emailed a couple of times.
What, Murray 2011?
Yeah, he's...
I think, well, we've got a bit of a war going on here with our fans, I suppose. So.
Yeah. I'm sure this Murray 2011 guy will have something to say about this next week.
Yeah, he probably will. Yeah.
So, real-life trophies.
Yes.
I'd have to say getting my puppy to actually have a shit and a piss on the little puppy patch should get me a trophy.
Okay.
Zona Ripper?
Okay. Don't know. It's hard to not go down the soppy road here and say when I got married and when I had my little boy. But I'm going to say it, so I've already said it.
Surely getting a trophy when you get married, it makes it sound bad.
What?
I got married, so I got a trophy.
Exactly. I need a trophy. I need something for the benefit.
Right.
I'd also like to apply it to me losing weight.
Yeah?
I need to lose weight, but if I could get a trophy for every, I don't know, £5 I lose, that'd be wicked. I'd probably do it a lot better.
Can you not say to your wife about the trophy like suggestion and say when you get to a certain weight, she can go actually buy you a trophy? Because you can buy them in the town and you can get like engravings on them and stuff.
Yeah, but if she can find a trophy that's got a button on the front that you can push and it goes...
I bet they could sort that out easy.
Awesome. That's cool. But you can only push the button once, obviously.
That's rubbish. You want to do it as many times as you like.
Yeah, but... No, but that's not it. You only get the sound once when you get a trophy. But, yeah. Anyway, yeah, so... And a trophy for creating a podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know when I'll do that. I might do that at some point. Make a podcast, yeah.
Okay. What?
Well, I'm finding it difficult not to go down the disgusting route. But I'm going to anyway. When you orgasm.
You wouldn't have very many, would you? I mean, if you meant orgasm with a girl.
You know, I can't really, because I'd never get any trophies that way.
Okay.
Although, if there was a girl involved, maybe, you know, hitting certain targets.
When you say targets, do these things begin with G?
Well, yeah, no, possibly like one for each breast. It's like...
Right. Anything else?
I don't know. I think I should stop before I go any further.
Okay. Leave Bunker Cougar.
Don't know, really.
We left you to last. You had loads of time to think about it.
I'm trying to think about it.
Meeting me. There you go. That's a trophy. Meeting Zona River. Bling.
So it's something as anti trophies.
Why?
Me.
What?
No.
I didn't get that either.
No.
I could get it like a trophy finally turning back up on here.
Yes.
Yes, that's a good one.
Return to the podcast. I think Murray and Bod should get a trophy if they can go through the whole podcast without breaking up.
How dare you? I don't break up.
Well,
I sound fine at my end.
Yeah, well, not my end, and that's all that matters.
I break up deliberately when I'm saying something that, you know, I don't necessarily want you to hear.
Right. Okay.
Do you want to go over it again, though, just to make sure?
No.
Okay.
Right. Is that it for the mailbag?
Yep.
Okay. So, as always, you can contact us at tpsuk@theplaysinshow.com. If you want to send us an email. Also, leave us a review on iTunes and hopefully coming soon to the Zune Marketplace. So leave us reviews and we'll give you a shout out for those. That's it. And it leaves us hopefully with one thing left to do that Murray's remembered to do.
Yep, trophy count.
Woohoo!
Right, we're going to start off with Bunga Kuga as he hasn't been here for a little while. Now, I haven't counted up how many you got. Well, the last time we did a count, you had 730.
Yeah.
Right? And you now have 821.
Yeah.
But as I wasn't sure about you coming on this week, when we did the podcast last week, I didn't do a count for how many you had in a week. So we just go and start from next week again, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Right. This week, we're actually having someone else we're going to be doing a trophy count for as well. So there's going to be five of us. This week there's only four people in the racing because of Bunker Cougar's absence.
Okay.
So in fourth position this week is here comes Bod.
Woo.
Last week you had 800 and now you have 806, which gives you a grand total of six in the week.
Six?
That's pathetic.
Oh yeah.
Get out.
Okay, and I've been beaten by someone who's not here, yes?
Yes, you've been beaten by someone who's not here. It is our Lord and Master, our Commander-in-Chief, EDD999.
Right, and why is he asked me
to do his trophy count every week to give him motivation to get trophies.
Right.
last week he had 1,000... What?
He's being sucked into your evilness.
Yeah. Right, last week he had 1,103 trophies. And this week he has 1,128. So we've got 25 trophies in a week.
Well done.
Well done. In the second place, taking the silver spoon, is me. Last week I had 3,550 trophies. This week I have 3,588. So I've got 38 trophies.
Nice.
And in first place is Zona Ripper.
Oh, well done. Yeah.
Last week you had 2,906 trophies. This week you have 2,953 trophies, so you've got 47 in a week.
Oh, yeah. Suck on those.
Well, there you go. And I think, actually, that is the most anyone's got in a week, I think. 47.
47. Not bad.
Yeah. I think I got 46 last week, so yeah, 47 is the most in a week.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Bow down to the master. Okay. So let's wrap the show up then.
Yep.
Thanks again, guys, for listening. If you do, that is. I've been one of your hosts, Zonal Ripper.
Wait.
What? Yeah, well, here we go.
Wait.
Now what?
We haven't given the people something to play.
Okay. Yep.
What do you think I was going to say?
I don't know. I thought you was just going to have another whinge.
Or some random feature that you've come up with.
Yeah.
My features are not random, and they are awesome.
They're quite random.
They're not random at all. Right, Bunker Cougar, you go first. Give them something to play this week.
Something that I've got, you mean?
Anything. Just give people something to play.
Lego Rock Band.
Right.
Yeah, that's really Bod.
Cool. Oh, I don't know. Worms.
You said I'm random. Zona Ripper.
I don't know. Transformers. War for Cybertron.
And I'm going to go for Dead Rising 2K0 on the Xbox 360.
Fuck off.
Right.
Don't make me hang up on you before the end of the show.
What's wrong with that? It's a good game.
It's an Xbox game.
Do you want me to give you a different game then?
Yes, a PlayStation game preferably. A PS3 game before you get smart and choose PS1 game.
Okay. Age of Zombies.
Okay. You could have done worse, so.
Oh, damn it.
Right, that's it from us, guys.
Yep. Hope you tune in next week.
Okay.
But we don't blame you if you don't.
I'm Zona Ripper.
I'm Murray 2011.
I'm Here Comes Bod.
And I'm Bunker Cougar.
And we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Fish and chips!